If, like me, 3 months seems like it's been forever in the Republican primary in any case, I have some bad news for you. And the bad news is we have four candidates in the race right now. We could end up with four candidates following us all the way to August when the Republicans head off to Florida for their convention. Rick Santorum won the Kansas caucuses over the weekend. Romney picked up some delegates in Wyoming, also a few in Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Newt Gingrich continues to trail Romney and Santorum by pretty significant margins, but he has campaigned aggressively in the South. That's where he does very well in polling, and he's hoping that when voters go to the polls in Alabama and Mississippi on Tuesday, that he might pull away with a couple of wins, at least one. But when exactly will this field narrow? We're joined now by Jonathan Chait, a writer for New York Magazine. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, I found something interesting. I want to take a listen to Newt Gingrich here speaking on Fox News Sunday.
And I think we are as likely to see, after the last primary in June, we're as likely to see a 60-day conversation about what's going to happen as we are to see Romney dominating.
Did you hear him mention the month of June?
He did. But, you know, remember that candidates for office make self-serving statements. And I don't want to shock anyone, any of our naive listeners, but Gingrich is saying what he feels like he needs to say to justify his own candidacy.
Do you think there's this possibility that if Newt Gingrich does not come away with a win in either Alabama and Mississippi, that he will drop out?
His campaign has said as much. But right now he's about tied in the polls in both states, so he's got a chance to win either or both.
He's about tied in the polls. However, he and Rick Santorum seem to be splitting the same voters. And
right.
That could mean that although Mitt Romney is trailing in the polls, when it comes down to it, Mitt Romney could walk away with a real Southern victory here.
Totally possible. And Mitt Romney has become Newt Gingrich's biggest fan now.
Jonathan Chait is a writer for New York Magazine. Let's talk about that for just a second, because Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich actually don't like each other all that much right now. What do you think is keeping Newt Gingrich in this race?
It's really hard to say. I don't know if he's going to stay in the race if he doesn't win. You know, I'm not going to try to get inside Newt Gingrich's head. He's sort of a crazy guy. But, you know, having said that, let me try to get inside of his head, because he actually has something of value right now. He has something of value to the Romney campaign. His candidacy, as you said, splits the conservative vote. So Romney wants him to stay in. So if I was Newt Gingrich, I would be seeing if I could trade this for something. You know, I'll stay in the race, you know, as long as Rick Santorum's in the race, or for another month, or whatever you need. And how about throwing some business my way when I go back to K Street or whatever it is he wants.
So we're speaking with Jonathan Chait, a writer for New York Magazine. So that would explain why Rick Santorum is now coming out and asking Newt Gingrich to leave the race.
Well, no, because Gingrich and Santorum have taken turns asking each other to leave the race when one has been ahead of the other.
You make it sound like a game, Jonathan.
Well, it sort of is, and it's been very fortunate for Romney, because he's avoided having one clear opponent the whole time, one clear opponent who is so obviously his one nemesis that the other one is sort of forced out of the race. That hasn't happened.
Well, you say that it's fortunate for Romney, but at the same time, most of us thought he would have it sewn up by now. I mean, the fact that these other candidates are giving him so much trouble is kind of a bad sign for Romney, don't you think? At least in terms of enthusiasm among the voters.
It is. I mean, I always thought he'd be extremely vulnerable.
Well,
I honestly didn't think he could win the nomination. I thought his vulnerabilities in this race were so glaring that someone would come forward to exploit them. So I think he's been fortunate that the opponents who have come forward to exploit it have been so weak, so underfunded, so disorganized, and so divided that he's managed to be the front runner anyway.
All right, so let me bring up the two words that all the Republicans at least seem to be very reluctant to say, and that's either contested or brokered convention. What are the chances that we could get to August and end up with a brokered convention?
Well, I guess a brokered convention is sort of an old-fashioned phrase that describes a convention that's actually run by party bosses. So that seems almost impossible, because you just don't have bosses who have control of delegates the way they did back when they would broker conventions with the bosses sitting around the table with the delegates who work for them,
right,
like chips in a poker game. Contested is a different story. Contested is a convention where no one has a majority, and that seems well within the realm of possibility. But, if Romney goes in with almost enough delegates for a majority, then it just seems like a matter of what he has to trade for. You know, who does he go to? What does he offer them to get? To get over the top.
Jonathan, it's Dan Damon here. I'm absolutely loving watching this contest as an outsider, but I think you wrote the memorable phrase, you hope the Republican Party stops going right before it becomes a paramilitary organization in the mountains. Is that, mm-hmm. is that right? When does that stop, actually, realistically? When?
Because they have to. Organization or?
No, indeed. They're trying to outpace each other to the right. These candidates are going more and more on social issues, less on the things that, in the end, I guess, in November, people are going to vote for.
Well, the really discouraging thing is that Romney's campaign seems like the worst possible development for those who are hoping the Republican Party would move back to the center, because everyone on the right views him as not really a conservative, and even though he's pretty much moved as far right as he possibly can, and maybe even more so, they're still going to be holding on to that view. So if he loses, that's going to be their explanation for why he lost, and the solution is going to be to move further right yet again.
Oh, interesting.
And if he wins, you could see, it's just a matter of time before the base revolts against the Romney administration, because being president is very hard, and the base never gets everything they want. And unless you have this innate level of trust like they had with Reagan, and Reagan made lots of compromises,
yeah.
Then they're going to revolt again. So I don't see how this problem gets solved, actually.
Well, let me just allow you to kind of put out some wild guesses then, Jonathan Chait. Let's say we get a contested election. Who would be your ideal candidate then to then throw their hat into the race?
I don't think someone's going to come into the race. I think if there's a contested convention, I think Romney's going to win. It's just a matter of buying off enough of his opponents.
You're not going to dream for me here?
I don't know, Paul Ryan, Marco Rubio, I guess.
Jonathan Chait dreams of Paul Ryan and Marco Rubio, but in the end, do you think it's going to be Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Jonathan Chait, writer for New York Magazine, writing about the GOP race, which could remain uncontested and unsettled by the time we get to the convention. Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thank you.